It's Gospel 1590, 106.1 FM on demand.
Well, right now I have Grammy-nominated recording artist Corinne Hawthorne on the line. Good morning, Corinne. How you doing?
I am doing good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How have you been during the pandemic?
You know what? Like, I feel like I've had like my struggles just as everyone else has, because the pandemic has been a lot, period, for everyone. But, you know, as an artist and, you know, with my work, my job, you know, my ministry, I've had to adjust, and just figuring out how to do that, you know, has been a challenge. But I feel like at the end of the day, like, I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful that my family is healthy, that I'm healthy. That's all that matters. So I'm good.
Amen. Well, you're making it work. I saw you on Tamara Hall yesterday. Did a fantastic job, as always. Speaking of that, you sang your brand new song, which was called Speak to Me, which we are playing, and I turn it up every time, really, really loud in the studio when it comes on. Can you tell us the inspiration behind that song?
Man, you know what? Shout out to Donnie McCricken. I call him Uncle Donnie. I don't know if y'all catch, but we did a nice little sample of his, you know, Speak to My Heart at the beginning of the record. And
yes,
I would say that that was the initial inspiration behind this record. And I think that we wanted to go in and just basically put a new spin in it and, you know, like, kind of give, you know, I'm 23, you know, my interpretation of what that is, what my relationship with God looks like. And, you know, I felt like I was speaking for a lot of people in this record, and just how, I don't know, I call it like, come as you are to God as we can be, you know. And I think that this is just about having him in our everyday lives, speaking to him and being honest with him about the things that we're dealing with in our everyday lives. So, yes, like my little love letter to God, just keeping it all the way 100 with him. So,
I love that. And, you know, speaking of that, what about your brand new album called I Am? Tell us all about that.
You know what? I Am came out in the middle of COVID, but, you know, it was recorded before I even knew anything about a pandemic. And I can only think that God, you know, he knew what was going to happen. So I'm super grateful that he got to use me just with some of the songs on the album, like Pray and, you know, Know You and even Speak to Me. He knew that we were going to need these records at this time. And that just makes me feel so grateful that I'm actually doing something that is affecting way more than just the way that y'all hear music and stuff. You know, it's a vibe and it makes you want to dance and groove, but the message in it, like, this is why I chose ministry. You know, it's so much bigger than just me making music. It's impacting people's lives. And, you know, I've got messages from many people who've been struggling throughout the pandemic and how this album has helped them through that. So, yeah, the album is out now. And if y'all need some inspiration, if you want to vibe, if you want to cry, listen to the album. It's lit.
And you know what? Tell everybody how they can get that album.
Y'all can get this album anywhere that you get your music, whether that's Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, if you're streaming it, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you get your music. Go and get this album. I Am is available.
I know Easter's coming up, and you are going to be on OWN Network on Tuesday, March the 30th. And tell us all about that, the Easter special.
Yes, I'm super excited about this OWN Easter. And, like, I'm just super grateful. The network is, like, has been a home for me since I was on Greenleaf. Super excited about that. So I was happy about the fact that they, like, asked me to come and do this special. So make sure you guys check out this OWN Easter special. It's going to be great. So many other talented, like, artists are going to be on it too. So make sure y'all watch it.
Absolutely. And in closing, what words of inspiration do you have for the young people who are coming up that want to, you know, they want to maybe be an gospel artist? What inspiration do you have for them today?
You know what? I would just say, you know, having a personal relationship with God is really the most important thing. That's my message, forever going to be my message. And I think through that, you know, he can speak to you about the things that, you know, he's calling for you to do. If you're an artist, if you want to be a cook, if you want to be a writer, whatever that thing is, make sure you find purpose in the midst of it and allow God to lead your steps daily. And, you know, you'll be doing whatever God wants you to do, and that's success. And that's how I feel about, you know, my life and my career. It's all been just a surrender and then, you know, asking God to orchestrate and lead my every step. And with that, I don't have no worries, because I know if God brought me here, then he has a plan. I don't want to make no plans, because my plans be failing. So that would be my advice, is to allow God to make the plans for your life. That way you don't have no worries.
Preach. Ooh. Now tell everybody, how can they find you on social media?
Yes, you guys can follow me on socials at Corinne Hawthorne. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure y'all hit me up. Let me know what y'all think about the album I Am, the single Speak to Me. There's a remix out with my girl Queen Niza, so make sure y'all go ahead and check that out, and y'all let me know what y'all think about it.
It's wonderful. You know what, Corinne? It has been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking this time out with us on today. Thank you so much. God bless you. Hopefully we'll get a chance to speak to you real soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
It's Gospel 1590 106.1 and the Debbie D. Morning Show on demand.